Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Yes, for life.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
That damn
episode
right.
280. You know what I'm saying? We got a special show for you tonight. We got Fresh Kid Ice and Chinaman Records, which consists of several people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring them all on in a minute. We're going to introduce them to you. You know what I'm saying? Crazy week. As you all know, the country is in turmoil. Shit is really fucked up out there. I just hope everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. You know what I'm saying? We don't need nobody else dying out there. Shit is really fucked up. So everybody be safe. But tonight we're here to have fun. We're here to play some good music. We're here to talk to some dope artists. You know what I'm saying? But first and foremost, we got to bring on the guy that's putting the whole fucking thing together. One and only Fresh Kid Ice. How you doing, Chris?
Yo, what's up? All right, I'm good, man. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Man, it's huge honor. Chinaman Records, you guys have been doing it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I remember seeing you on BET Uncut. That was dope as hell when they had that show back in the day.
right.
What made you want to bring Chinaman Records back right now and re-jump it off?
Basically because, you know, to me, hip-hop and rap music on a whole, you know, it has no diversity, you know what I'm saying? Everything sounds the same and so forth. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, bring back, you know, good MCs and so forth, different styles and different people from different areas. Hello?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's very important because, like you said, hip-hop, it's losing its distinction very quickly. You know what I'm saying? So it's good that pioneers like you are out there looking and scouting for talent. You know what I'm saying? How do you know when you got an artist that you feel is that person to take it to the next level?
Well, basically, you know, I look for, you know, the heart of the artist, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that it's what they want to do, that, you know, they're able to hold their own, and try to, you know, teach them different things that I wish, you know, other people had taught me, you know, how to own their own music and so forth, and give them the proper platform and to have them there so, you know, maybe groom them to get to the next level.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, most definitely. You know, let's bring on one of the first guys, Chris. We're going to bring on, I believe, Monte Crisco. Tell everybody about him. You there, Monte?
Monte.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
Monte Crisco's from the D, you know what I'm saying? Representing the Red
Detroit
team. You know
what
I'm saying? So
West.
You know, so, you know, he's straight hood, you know what I'm saying? So, and we try to keep him there, you know, so.
Yeah, try to. You're from the Mitten, man. You're from the Mitten, man. The Detroit is full of legendary hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, music. Like Esham, of course. Did you grow up listening to cats like Esham?
Man, it's funny you say Esham. You know that's my favorite artist out of Detroit. And I had...
Oh, motherfucker, ain't he?
Yeah, they surprised me for one of my birthday parties. I did a lot of shows with Esham. They surprised me for my... Everybody know that that's my guy right there. But they surprised me one day, some years ago, my birthday party. They pulled in Esham. They pulled him in, and that was an actual surprise, you know? So, yeah, Esham, yeah, he showed everybody how to grind that independent game, man. People don't give him his credit, but... Esham, you know, he's a pioneer. He showed people how to do that independent game and merchandising and stuff like that, and how to you know, get out there and grind that hard stuff. But yeah, that's my dog, Esham. I don't work with a lot of them. I don't work with a lot of them out here in the underground. Like, but it's just an honor for, you know, to be a part of Chinaman Records, Fresh Kid Ice. If you know, he my personal friend outside of the hip hop, and you know, we worked together for years, and you know, when he asked me that, you know, I couldn't say no, and I done turned down some labels, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put them on blast, but I had homeboys that own these labels, and they was like, man, it's straight fuckery, man, don't even fuck with it and shit like that, man, and you know. Chinaman Records, that's one. This is 100, man. It's artists, about artists, and it's for artists. You know what I'm saying? There ain't none of that fuckery. You know, you got culture vultures out here stealing our culture and all that stuff like that, man. You know, Chinaman Records, he about the artist, man. He about the artist. And he helped us out over here.
Well, it's good to have somebody on your team Chris said, who has been through different, you know what I'm saying, adversities in the rap game, who's seen the evil side of the rap game. Plus, this is also a guy who helped fight for our right to say what we want to say. Right now, it's not looking so good. But, you know, through music, maybe something positive can come back. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw in the 90s and the 80s, music was actually bringing people together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
People of all walks of life. And I know you've seen this firsthand, Chris, because you toured the globe. You know what I'm saying? You saw hip-hop transcending culture in different countries. Maybe that could, you know, be a positive tip as far as getting things back in order. You know, when you make your music, you know what I'm saying, for the fans that haven't heard it, how would you describe it? You know, what do you aim for when you make your music, man?
Basically, I try to make music, you know, in a happy way, you know what I'm saying? Not happy as, you know, like, but basically for everybody to have a good time and take away from their stress, you know? That's why the music that I've made in the past with the group, you know, with Two Live Crew and so forth, lasted so long because, you know, our goal was to basically take away your stress, at least for a night, you know, or if you want to get away from this stress and strife of the world, you just pop in a Two Live Crew tape and it makes you laugh or something, you know? So, you know, that's what people like about the music. You know, it can take them to a different place, and it gives them memories in time, you know? So.
Hell yeah. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was at that Two Live Crew concert in 91 or such and such. You know what I'm saying? I saw Chinaman Records. They came out to Detroit, and they rocked the crowd. And you remember that shit for the rest of your life, you know?
Right.
It's all about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to bring on some more Chinaman artists here soon, but I want to get to your track, Bonnie. Tell everybody about this track.
Oh, this track done with Tico Red Team, your Red Team artist, Tony Tico, and you know, it's kind of controversial because he's a white artist, and the song is Y'all Niggas Suck, so he really can't say the word nigga.
That's why I'm letting you introduce it for me. Well, I was going to say, remember my call's Mac J. Mac J introduced this fucking song for us here. But no, tell us about this song. When you made it, what were you aiming for?
We was really aiming for the, you know, I told Tico, I say, listen, man, let's go in and do MC. He say, well, you gonna rap the thug rap. I say, no, I'm going to do MC. I'm gonna rap MC. I'm not going to do the trap music type of stuff. I'm going to rap MC. We're going to go in at the artist that's out here putting out the garbage and let them know y'all suck. But the people want to hear good music. They want to hear quality music. They want to hear what you're saying. They don't want all this chant and shit. They want to hear what you actually, your words, you know what I'm saying? They want to hear a message or something. So, you know, it's really after these artists, man, because I used to have a radio show, Mad at Your Mama Monday, and I used to go off on all the garbage rappers. That was my MO, of just going off on all the garbage rappers to hip-hop, because it's like these rappers are destroying hip-hop with all this garbage they putting out. And it's about this materialism, and, you know, they're trying to whatever sales. Whatever, you know, if you could sell some Bentleys and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Some fucking bullshit.
Skinny jeans,
skinny jeans, some clothing, and, you know, fake chains and all this other garbage shit they be doing. But that's why we put out, like, y'all niggas suck, 4-1 odds, meaning y'all got us outnumbered. There's a whole bunch of y'all fuckboys running around. Y'all got us outnumbered. But we gonna win this shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? The real music is gonna win this shit. So that's what basically he's going in making this track at a direct, you know, shot at him, man. You know, tighten the game up. It's like I was talking to the brother from Lynch Mob Trey. They coming out. They did a video the other day where I was talking to him, and he was saying the hip hop, the brothers got to stick together because we all we got. It ain't nobody else gonna come. It's just we all we got. Period. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically speaking for everybody. I'm gonna say what people wanna really, you know. Some people wanna be politically correct. I'm gonna say this shit. Y'all niggas suck. I don't give a fuck about being on their shows and none of that shit. Fuck 'em. Period. I mean, they want me to say their names, I'll say their names too, but we going to keep it clean tonight.
You want to come back on anytime, man. Me and Mac will set up a show and we'll just talk about these fuck boys. But I feel you. I feel you, man. I definitely feel you. The cornerstones of hip-hop is being desecrated. You know what I mean? They're being it's being dismantled by these guys that don't even know the history. You know, and in a lot of cases, it ain't even their fault because no one teaches them. You know what I'm saying? No one tells them to Google DJ Quick.
That's what you're talking about. Nobody teaches them.
No.
And, you know, they don't pay homage to the people that paid away. It's people that went to jail for us to say the ignorant shit. The ignorant shit I say is people that went to jail for that. It's people that, you know, like Two Live Crew, they had to fight court cases, lost money, all type of things was going on in their lives because of they was putting out, setting the tone for us to say what we got to say. And then, you know, they passing the baton to us, and then we going to fucking destroy it with this garbage-ass music they put out? Nah, that's the shit they got out, like that new XXL shit, man. I could talk about them motherfuckers all day, but we ain't even going to go. We have to do another show on that, you
hear me? Oh, most definitely. Here's the track, and we'll go right to it.
All right, this is Y'all Niggas Suck, Monte Cristo featuring Tony Tico, exclusive to DJ. Check it out on SoundCloud. Check it out on Red Team SoundCloud. You can download it and check it out.
I pull up on you for these with a greenest gun and put threes in your head like a phoenix sun. That's real what I said, have you seen it done? When I say I ain't scared, I mean it, son. You the solo hustle on a phoenix run. While my niggas break bread, make sure the team is won. While you niggas prepare your triple beam for bums, y'all niggas ain't hustlers, a little phoenix pump. Something niggas caught a case, you should've seen his lump. Bitch ratted in court, you should've seen his pump. High heel wearing tough, you should've seen the funk that was coming at his ass with a famous stunt. I can make him shake their ass like a king's a crump.
Come on,
bitch, bring the bag, I bring the blunt. When crystal mash, M16's a dump. Never finish the last, so bet my team a
fuck. Total one eye, fuck, lady luck. We go in and shit, cause y'all niggas suck. Y'all niggas suck. We go in and shit, cause y'all niggas suck. Total one eye, fuck, lady luck.
You better use discretion when you in the presence of the dudes that you wanna question and all our ruthless endeavors. So homie, you wanna check us? I'm in a move or whatever. We talk about ruthless for reddit, cheddar's got tools in his leather. Now I ain't moving a second, less than two to stressing. Moving numerous records, check it and you gon' respect it soon as you tune in for pecking. You fret and lose your objective. The record moves your perspective. So you can choose a selection, then you get glued to a section. It's like you're in a segment that you get loose with your neck and say, heck, this ain't disinfection. No question, dude, it's the best and the legend to his profession. Got your boo in that section, check in if you wanna guess it. Say, when they do it, they session, you in that grooving and prepping. Got no use for your weapon because you're too busy stepping. Next over fools at your wedding, you step into your reception. Tell your crew that's allegedly how your boo wanna pregnant.
Total one eye, fuck, lady luck. We go in this shit, cause y'all niggas suck. Y'all niggas suck. We go in this shit, cause y'all niggas suck. Hold on one eye, fuck, lady luck. We go in this shit, cause y'all niggas suck. Y'all niggas suck.
Yo, Tico, pass me the Pico so I can do them like Rico. Off paid in full and get paid in full. The K is full, straight to they weigh is full. Empty the clip, have them screaming like women and shit. Middle feminine bitch, I'm better with this, better than six. Badass backpacking rappers with magnum rapping with a veteran script. I level this bitch, set the sediment settle better together with leftover metal and bricks. Better never get this bitch, I'm mental as shit. I'm the zaniest action maniac, screaming, swinging a flaming axe. I made a track, so rapping ass if it's raining cocaine in the track. I may need a bag to keep my body pace with the flames. When I'm blazing this track, so amazing in fact, I may just make Kanye say Caucasians are greater at rap.
Who's the bitch now?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let me bring back Monte Cristo.
Hell yeah, that's fresh dope.
You showed no fucking mercy, no pity with that one. That was a great track right there. And that's militant. That's good. That's what the rap game needs. It needs more of that. You know what I'm saying? You need that freedom of expression and how you feel. Not everybody's going to feel the same way, want to buy the same clothes or listen to the same stuff. So, I feel you, man. Most definitely.
Exactly.
No, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, I say. And then, you know, a lot of artists, they coming out right now, you know, a lot of artists is being vocal about the rappers sucking now. You know what I'm saying? It used to be people trying to be politically correct, and you know they gotta make their money and make their check. But rappers, they saying, hey, man, y'all got to step y'all game up. Y'all suck, man. For real, y'all making us look bad. Running around here. It's like, you know.
That's real shit.
It is what it is, bro.
That's real shit, man. Most definitely. Most definitely. Well,
a lot of them, before they even, you know, go into rapping and so forth, should learn. At least take a class on hip-hop 101, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can understand the roots, the culture, everything, you know, from the b-boying to the DJing to the rapping, how it came around and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Performing.
So they need to learn the culture.
The fans. You know.
Exactly.
A lot of these guys, they drop a song or whatnot, but they when it's time to perform, they don't even know what they're doing. You could see people just standing on stage. They're still, and you know, they're just spitting over their stuff. But you got to be able to interact with the crowd and get the crowd hype and whatnot. You know,
nobody
has a better show than you guys. You know what I mean? When you take a Chinaman Records, you know what I'm saying, tour, or you book Chinaman Records for a show, what can you expect? And then I'm going to bring on another artist after you answer this question.
Well, basically, you know, we want to give the people their money's worth, you know, well, more than their money's worth. So they'll always remember each artist and so forth and want to bring us back, you know, because the best business is repeat business, you know. So you have to entertain and learn to become entertainers. And that's my job, is to teach these young guys how to last in the industry, you know, 10, 15, 20 years and beyond, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about longevity. You know what I'm saying? You go back to 84, you know what I'm saying, which you probably learned how to rhyme long before that even. So, I mean, yeah, it's very important to have that longevity. Very important. You want to
exactly,
and
you got to know that the fans are the best people, you know, because of them coming to see you over and over, they take care of you and your family, you know. So,
yeah.
And you have to appreciate that.
Oh yeah, every time you drop, you want to make sure that you have these loyal supporters that are going to support that. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. Let's bring on Boy Dirty. I believe. You there?
Yeah, what's good, man?
Boy,
hey,
Dirty,
how
from
you
Tampa,
doing?
Florida.
Tampa,
man, I'm
Florida.
Doing good, man, but God keep blessing us. We out here working, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. How did you hook up, you know what I'm saying, with Fresh Kid Ice and Chinaman Records?
And it's God, man, you know what I'm saying? This game is all about positioning, putting yourself in the right position, and God allowed me an opportunity to meet who I grew up on, you know what I'm saying? That's what raised me in Florida, was the Two Live Crew, you know, Trick Daddy and all. I mean, that's what I came up on. So, you know, being in the right position at the right time, and, you know, it was just all about God putting me where I needed to be at, and I met him, and, you know, ever since then, it's just been heaven to me.
Yeah, hell yeah. And you growing up listening to the likes of Fresh Kid Ice, Two Live Crew, Poison Clan, all these different guys, you know what I'm saying? Now you're out there, you're working with them on a regular basis. What have you learned from Chris?
I learned how to be humble, how to stay hungry, and how to stay motivated in this game, you know what I'm saying? Because it teaches me a lot. He taught me how to deal with these promoters, what to expect from these promoters, and you know, just how to be hungry and be ready for whatever comes towards you.
Oh, that's real talk, man. That's real talk, and that's very important too. A lot of rappers, you know, sadly, they're not humble. You know what I'm saying? Right now, they're real arrogant, and they think everybody owes them something before they even put out a fucking EP, let alone a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's important that you have that humility in you. You know what I'm saying? That you have that humbleness in you. What's it like when you go out and perform in front of a crowd? Do you get out there and interact with the fans?
Oh, I mean, all day. I mean, that's my meal ticket, I believe, because I'm a producing artist first, but my everything is my show. When people see me, I make sure that I give them everything of me. You know what I'm saying? I just did. I was blessed to go do a show just recently in Kentucky in front of 60,000 people, and I shut it down. You know what I'm saying? And I went out there, and that's just my energy. You know, God give me the strength to get up there every night, and I'm going to do what I have to do. I surprise people, because if you ain't got a good show, ain't no, you know, I don't care how good your music is. If your show horrible, man, you're going to lose record sales after they see your show. So it's important that you have a great show.
Yeah, hell yeah. Real talk, man. You got a track also that you sent me. Why don't you tell everybody about this song before we play it?
All right, well, the record, like I said, I was raised, I got the whole statement, I am Florida. So I was raised off of Two Live Crew and Fresh and Trick Daddy and all them. So basically, I want to get back to the whole party and stages, because I'm tired of going in clubs and seeing females try to be harder than some of the dudes. So I want to get them back to dancing and have a good time and stuff like that. So, I made this record called Bad and She Know It, and, you know, and I want to get these DJs and get these clubs back to rocking how it used to be, bring back good music.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely.
Now, hell to the motherfuckers. Yeah, we need more motherfuckers like this, though. But I'm glad y'all rocking that shit and doing it like that. You feel me?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, let's give it to him. Ben, she know it. Intro this one for us, Boy Dirt.
Y'all already know what it is, well, it's your big homie, Boy Dirty Man, China Man Records. The new record right now, Bad as She Know It. All the little mamas, get to the radio right now. I bet y'all finna start twerking on this one.
There is. She bad. She bad.
Amazing.
Make it good. Make it good. Right here, right there, baby. Do it all night. In the mirror, girl, toot it up. Bam, bam, bam. Drop down low now. Bam, bam. When you hear, say, hey, watch it throw it back. The mama boy, she bad and she know that. Shake it like a dog, baby. Go, girl, eat it up. Drop low, baby. Go, girl, eat it up. Look back at it. Go, girl, eat it up. Now make it clap, baby. Go, girl.
Talking about Let's bring back on the panel. We got
Florida,
Chinaman Records
yeah.
in the house. Yeah, Florida, you know, Tampa, I believe. You know what I'm saying? It's Boy Dirty out of Tampa. Where are you out of? What part of Florida are you out again?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa, man. Tampa, Florida.
Okay, Tampa, Florida. That's what I thought. And then we also bring him back out, Monte Cristo. And now we got the homie right here. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Fame, you there?
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's Fame Fiella. What's going on?
Fame Fiella. How you doing, man? Chinaman Records, welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. How did you hook up with Chris?
You know, basically, I met up with Fresh, you know what I mean? I was in the right place at the right time, you know what I mean? I was actually performing at a show, and I was actually opened up for Fresh and Two Live a couple years back, and you know, we linked up from there, and it's been blessings on blessings ever since, you know what I mean?
So you've actually been able to go out on the road and actually do shows and different things like that with them?
Right, basically going out and, you know what I mean, get to see, you know, how it is to, you know, perform and get out there and, you know, basically do my thing, you know what I mean? He's teaching me what I need to know to get out there and, you know what I mean? Everything's all good,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, man. From what I know, I mean, I've known Chris for a long time, at least talked to him for a long time. He's instilling a lot of values in you guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, the homie Boy Dirty was saying, taught you how to be humble. You know what I'm saying? You're a little bit younger than the other guys, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? You're different from the rest of this younger generation. You seem like you got a good head on your shoulders. How important is it for you to stay humble?
You know what I mean? I'm a young artist and trying to, you know, come up in the industry. You know, I'm 23 years old. So, you know, basically I've learned to remain humble and just stay dedicated at everything that I try to do to succeed and being with the team that I'm on and being mentored by Fresh Kid, you know what I mean? That's a big thing in life that's helping me progress and reach my goals that I'm trying to reach in life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And it's a good thing that you got, you know what I'm saying, you got a teacher like that in your corner, someone who's been through different obstacles in the industry and someone who has experience getting gold and platinum plaques and whatnot, doing things like that. What are your, you know what I'm saying, like, where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years, Fame?
You know what I mean? I basically want to see myself, you know, as far as I can see, you know, trying to be on top and be a big part of the industry with the team and everybody, you know what I mean? Basically, you know what I mean? Sell records and be out there doing shows and, you know, basically expanding all over the globe.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got, you know, big dreams for the team. So, you know what I mean? We're going to put in the work and grind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. You got to put in that hard work to get the reward at the end of the day. Nobody got paid sitting on their ass, and you guys are definitely proof of that because you guys are out there, you're grinding, you're promoting. You know, I'm going to be real with you. When we have a lot of legends on the show, we have a lot of you know, guys on the show, some of them don't promote it at all hardly. You guys are out there promoting the fuck out of it, and I really appreciate that because that's bringing people our way as well. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank all of you for sharing the links and getting people up on the show. And letting them know that, hey, you know what, I'm going to be on this show tonight. It shows two things. It shows, number one, like I said, that you guys are humble, but also shows that you guys take this shit very seriously. You know what I'm saying? I respect that.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's all love, and we appreciate you guys, you know, opening up your arms as well and letting us be a part of the show. So it's all love at the end of the day, so we appreciate you guys as well.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Real talk. Well, you got music, too. You brought some music with you. We're going to play your track here in a minute, and then we're going to come back on, and we're going to have everybody on. We're going to have a little bit of a round table, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody gives out all the social media so cats can follow you guys, and then maybe we'll take a couple callers. Let's go right into your track, Fame. Tell everybody about it.
All right, this is my new single, Long Time Coming, featuring my boy Manny P out of Atlanta. So this one's available on iTunes and all digital outlets right now. So this song's basically all about being humble and reaching for your dreams, you know what I mean? Stay dedicated. It's been a long time coming.
And that's what's up, fam. We'll be right back. We got Chinaman Records right here. Hit the line, 714-409-0548. Go to the website, ugsforlife.com, right here. Back here, Burner Master Music Show, episode 280. You know what I'm saying? We got the one and only Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? The Chinaman and Chinaman recording artists. We got Boy Dirty, we got Fame Fell, and then we got me, Chris Hill. You got Catch from Detroit. Fame, where are you from, homie?
Myers.
Say what, Fame?
Fort Myers, down here in Southwest Florida.
Okay.
Florida too.
So that's what's up, man. You guys are you know what I'm saying, you're right there, you know what I'm saying, in one of the meccas of hip hop. Because you know what I'm saying? Two Live Crew, all the bass, all that stuff transcended and really set a tone for the South. At the same time the Ghetto Boys was doing things in Texas, you know what I'm saying? So really you have all these different things merged together. You know, what's it like, you know, anybody can answer this. What's it like to be able to work with one of the pioneers of the South.
Well, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, man, it's a humbling experience to be able to know that hip-hop started for me. Hearing the Two Live Crew really opened the doors for a lot of us, because if it wasn't for the Two Live Crew, it wouldn't be no, you know, Boy Dirty. It wouldn't be none of us out here, you know, grinding out of Florida, because it was so hard to come up with music out of this era, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Two Live opened the door for us. You know, Fresh did, you know, what nobody else could do, and that's put the state on the map. So, you know, all I feel is it's our right that we keep it there. You know, he put it there, we try to keep it there.
Right. And with y'all being in the hip hop game, what would y'all say to people that consider? Because me myself, I consider hip hop to be a culture. You know what I'm saying? But you got a lot of people out here that say hip hop not a culture. It's just a genre of music, or it's a culture because of the lifestyle and everything that it embodies. Because I'm a little older than some of these young guys, but what do you guys say for the people that try to say that hip-hop really not a culture and it's just a genre?
That's people that don't know hip-hop.
Well, a lot of people don't know that hip-hop is a culture because it's a style of dance, a style of clothing, and later on, it became a style of music. You understand? So, and it can take anything and create it on its own. You know what I'm saying? From rock and roll to country music and so forth. This is something I was saying back in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So when they said hip hop wasn't real music, and they didn't give us room on the charts. All they had was the R&B charts. I said, give it a couple of years, and you'll see the difference. And who will rule the charts in 10, 20 years? And now it's hip-hop.
They still ain't lying, because I always felt it was a culture because, like you said, it goes from the graffiti to the dance and to the way we talk to the things that we even interested in. You know what I'm saying? Like, now hip-hop taking a different turn, you know what I'm saying, so to speak. But that's why it's so important for guys like yourself to be able to do what you're doing, because you don't have to just follow. Like, me and Prayers like to call them the TCs, the trend chasers. They just hopping from trend to trend. I always respect the guys that stick to the script one way or recreate it. If they got to do something new, they recreate themselves, and they're not trying to sound like the next one. It's like being unique. What happened to the days of being unique, being some dope shit instead of everybody just real come? Like, nowadays, you don't even know where these cats from a lot of times just by listening.
Real exactly, because they're all like they're in the same lane.
Like, you got guys from New York sounding like Atlanta guys. You got Atlanta guys sounding like Florida guys, or you got Florida guys want to sound like the Carolina guys. It's like everybody trying to sound like everybody else. But back in the day, I thought it was dope to have. It was like when we came up, we had categories of music. It was like going to the mall. Like, if you want to hear gangster shit, you can go get N.W.A. or Spice One. If you want to hear some pimp shit, you can get up with 8-Ball and M.J.G. Or you can get some Too Short or something. If you want to hear some dance music, you had certain. It was like you had different groups, so you wasn't just stuck in one box.
Hip-hop.
Exactly.
Sharkin
is
at an all-time high, y'all.
Sharkin
is at an all-time
high. But you see, when the culture buses came in, it became based on the dollar. You know what I'm saying? And when these record labels start merging into buying out each other, and they became like, what, the big four or big three record labels, you know, because everybody is just an imprint now, and they're owned by, what, Atlantic, the Weir Corporation, Warner, Elektra, Atlantic, and a few other labels and so forth. It became a money thing, you know, so that's why it's all about, you know, them buying it up, culture vultures.
You got people.
And they did the
lawyers.
Same thing with radio. There's no independent radio stations out there. Everything is Clear Channel, Cox Media, or whatever. And one program, a program, 60 stations, and this and that. So everything sounds alike. And what works in one area, they try to play it in every area. So the top 11 records are the only records going to get played.
Right.
You got guys that,
you know, like you said, culture vultures, right? You got guys that's lawyers running record labels. They don't give a fuck about no our culture. You know, they come in here trying to get a dollar. So they running record labels and fucking up the culture. Then you got, you know, the materialism. You know, we in the year of materialism. You know what I'm saying? So you got a lot of these sissies, they selling clothes and shit like that, and they about clothing and, you know what I'm saying, fag shit. And, you
swag.
Know, fag, I mean, yeah, swag, fag, whatever. You know, see, back,
we call them swaggots, man. They say swaggots most of them.
You know, back when you know, coming up, man, you know, I'm listening to Live Crew, I'm listening to NWA, I'm coming up on that. That's my era. You know, I'm coming up on that. And, man, everybody had their own style, man. They wasn't, man. You know a motherfucker real and then wear a pair of Dickies and ride a 6'4". Niggas listen to talk about this, all this Bentleys and jumping out of Testarossas and all this other fucking bullshit, you know? But,
right.
You know, this is that era now that everybody, they got a pump fake. My house, I got a Bentley in Atlanta. I got a this and another. Man, nobody want to hear that gay ass shit, man. So let's talk about you. You know what I'm saying? Talk about you. Talk about the streets.
Exactly.
Talk about what's going on
out here. Like, lead
yeah,
the kids.
Because really...
half of these kids, you know, we all influenced. Like we was. We listen to 2 Live and we listen to everybody. And that, you know, that's what we come up off of. So these kids coming off a different mind frame of music. But the artists leading them to dumb shit because half of these kids ain't going to never get to where they think they artists at as far
you
as
know,
materialistic
from,
thing
is. Most of these kids,
from,
they
I
have
got
one
five
hit.
On it. We went from I got five on it to I got a million on it. You know, I mean, come on, man. You know, this shit just got out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't got shit on it in reality.
You know, right.
What percentage of these artists that's coming out nowadays have more than one hit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some might have two or three, you know, and that's it. Their career is over.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, that's true.
The thing is, they're not building careers. They're just building radio records.
Right. They just, whatever, they ride the wave. And they sheep. There's a lot of sheep going on. It's a lot of sheep shit. You know, they riding whatever they see. You got about 10 futures out there right now. You know what I'm saying? It's about 10 futures. You know what I'm saying? So they just riding whatever or what he hide. I'm gonna try to sound like him. And I'll be seeing producers be like, man, I got a future like beat, a Jeezy like beat, a beat like.
Right.
And I'd be like, man, what the fuck is that? What's a Jeezy beat? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I said. I said, shit, even T-Pain, he came out and reworked the auto-tunes. He can't even use that shit no more because everybody took the shit that he was using and just ran with it. So he like, I can't even do this shit no more. They fucked it up for me. So
you can't do it. T-Pain changed
T-Pain
the game.
T-Pain was in Miami last weekend DJing parties. So, you know.
Right. You know,
he's also
like
a celebrity DJ, so he's getting money all kind of ways. So.
Right. But, you know, it's a lot of culture vultures out here, and then the hip-hop artists, you know, the culture vultures get with these young homie guys. They ain't got no money. They give them a couple bucks, and they, you know, they going to do anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the gang going, and it's fucked up. But it's good that artists, and you know, I appreciate y'all's show, man. Y'all show always been 100. Back when, you know, the Murder Dog, Mag, when I was in the joint, they banned y'all magazine from the joint, Michigan Department of Corrections.
Yeah, they were sending them out for free.
Yeah, they banned that magazine, man. I think they banned it like, I think it was like 97 they banned it. You know, but that was a real hip hop magazine. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave it to a raw. You know, but that's what we need. We need,
the real. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate. Hey, we actually got another Chinaman records artist right now that's on the line. Let me bring him on. Why don't you introduce yourself, homie?
Bro.
You there?
Brooke, I'm Drill 'Em Out. Yeah, it's Brooke. Drill 'Em Out. Alabama in the house.
Drill 'Em Out. Where are you from?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Alabama. How did you hook up with Fresh Kid Ice?
Grinding, man. Just grinding hard. Back in the day, just doing shows around town. Got a hot single. Doing shows. Got recognized by Fresh Kid Ice. And opened up for one night. And it's been on ever since.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? It seems like everybody, you know what I'm saying, that hooks up with Chinaman Records, you guys all got this positive attitude. You know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what your goals are. You know, what have you learned from Chris, you know, since you've known him?
His work ethic is impeccable, man. I learned that, you know, just grinding. You know, the marketing, just a lot of behind-the-scenes things that you really wouldn't get to see from somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real talk, man. It's good to have somebody in your corner, you know, helping you do things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Versus not knowing, you know, saying what, you know, what this situation could bring or that situation. What do you think about the rap game now, though, you know what I'm saying, the mainstream music. What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on the mainstream? I mean, everybody doing their own thing, you know. I can't knock them for that, you know. I mean, I just stay in my lane, Drill 'Em Out, stay in their lane. You know, we just make feel-good music and, you know, just staying positive, man. That's all.
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Where are you guys going as far as touring, Chris? You guys hitting the road soon?
Yeah, we're putting together the tour right now and trying to link up a ton of dates and so forth, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing right now. I'm trying to make sure everybody's music is right and everything so when we present it, everybody has something to say while they're out there.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. What are some of the spots you guys want to hit? You going to come to the Midwest at all?
Yeah, we want to come everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So
just did Detroit. We just did Detroit. Flip.
Shout out to the Dave family.
Yeah, you know, you know, I got to come to St. Louis and all that stuff, you know, because I got roots there, so.
Yeah.
It's all good. But, you know, we want to hit all the major cities and hit them, the milk and crannies, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to do it, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll be here
in
St. Louis when y'all
working
get
on
here.
New music, so.
I'll be right here in the loo when y'all skip on through, so wait till y'all get on up here.
It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Because they even got me in the studio trying to work on some new material, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Got to be done hopefully soon, so.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. So is there going to be a solo Fresh Kid Ice record? Or?
Yeah. I
that's
haven't done
up.
One in a while.
Hell yeah. And it's coming up on 25 years since the first solo album you did. Wow. Chinaman. You know what I'm saying? That's a huge accomplishment right there too. I remember Dick 'em Down. I mean, they had that video on the box, and you know what I'm saying? That was a classic. You know what I'm saying? But now, here you are, 2016, almost 2017, you're still doing it, and you got a whole group of guys with you. You know what I'm saying? Are you looking for any more artists, or are you pretty well set, you know what I'm saying, with this?
Right now, this is the first wave, you know, we're set. I need to break at least all these guys real quick so I can move on to the next set. So while these guys got their own lane that they're running, then I'm going to set them loose on the country by themselves.
Yeah.
Then I can start breaking more artists. But, you know, you got to stay small and focus. Otherwise, you'll be overstepping your boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah, real talk. You know what I'm saying? You definitely, you can't do everything at once, right?
Exactly. That's why,
you know,
we try to concentrate, we try to work hard, and we try to build. You know, as we say, we always working, and we always networking, so.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
That's our motto.
And what about, like, you know, if cats want to get at you guys, you know, for merch and things of that nature, you guys got a website popping up or anything like that going on?
Yeah, we got one, realfreshkideyes.com. You know, everything's on there. Each group, everything is on there. All the artists, everything. So, you know, we're under one umbrella right now. So if they need anything and so forth, and I'm working on developing the merch for the group. For the artists and everything right now also, so.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, I look forward to see, you know what I'm saying, what you guys do here in the next few months. It sounds like you guys got a lot of big things planned. So we definitely looking forward to that. But before we get out of here, I want everybody to give all their social media, make sure everybody has everything. We can start off with you, Fame. You'll give everybody, you know, your links and whatnot. And we'll just go down the list.
For sure, you know what I mean? It's all love, and I appreciate you guys having us again. And, you know, you guys can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, under Fame Faiella, FameFaiella. You can grab the new single that you heard tonight on the station on iTunes and all the digital outlets. It's called Long Time Coming, featuring Manny P. But you know what I mean? You can basically Google Fame Faiella and you can catch my music and catch me on Fresh's website at www.realfreshkidyes.com.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's go down the list. Let's, Chris, give everybody all your stuff. I'm sure you got a lot of links.
Nah, it's all about my artists tonight.
All right. Let's go down to Monte Crisco. You there, brother?
Yes, sir. Monte Cristo, you can check me out. You could just engine search Monte Cristo, MONTECRISTOE. You can run down everything, all the pages will be on there. But the Facebook page, you know, I'm real hard on going off on rappers, so you know they reported my page. So I got a new page.
Uh-oh.
It's called Cristo Monte. It's called Cristo Monte backwards. You know what I'm saying? So you can check me out. Hit me on Twitter, Instagram. Follow me on IG, Monte Cristo, the horse trainer, Chinaman Record.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. They got your page, though, huh? Fuck that shit.
Oh, man, they you know, I got a lot of big booty girls on my page. They hit all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, they reported all of them.
That's not good at all. That's not good at all. Boy Dirty, you there?
Yeah. You can hit me up, man. Real talk. RealFreshKidyes.com, BlockRunnersEntertainment.com. You can hit me on any of my Twitters. My Twitter and my Instagram is the same. I am B Dirty. It's I MBDURTY. And you can find me on all the social media sites. And we, like I said, we out here grinding. We working. One family, one motivation. We in the streets.
Hell yeah. Roll call, you there?
Yo, how?
Bro.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got social media contacts?
Yeah, first of all, realfreshkidice.com. And you can hit us up on the Instagram and Twitter, Drill Em Out. That's DRILLEMOUT.
And everybody's ready to go on tour. Everybody's ready to hit the road. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. Real talk, you guys are welcome back on, you know, saying whatever. So thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott, man. Thank you. You know,
appreciate being on this show.
For sure.
The Murder Master music show been good to us, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the love, man. And as we, you know, advance in this game, we'll come back on and do some more things and let you know what's going on as we progress.
Right on. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you guys take care of yourselves. Most
all
definitely.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Hell of a
no
show.
Doubt,
hell of a
man.
Show. Hell of a show. You know,
thanks
again for coming
on.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely, I mean, the guys came through. You know what I'm saying? Chinaman Records came through. And tomorrow we're going to do another show, episode 281. We got to see the six. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be on here tomorrow, Mac J. We're going to go off from one of their tracks from one of the previous projects, the Cedar Six Headcunters. You remember them last time, you know, DJ Paul, Lord Infamous. This is their kin, man. This is their people.
Right.
Okay? They're going to be here tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Shotgun shells, no, not the buckshot.